Hey friends, welcome to the Stationery Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today to talk about all things stationery and fun things in the community. And usually we talk about things that are new, something in our shopping cart, and something that we own. How's it going, Kelly?
So it's going great. What are you drinking tonight?
I have a little Daiso drinkage here, drinkage from Suntory, Japanese drink brand that does the beer, whatever beverage brand. And it's like a little cute apple. I plan to save the wrapping paper.
Adorable.
Plastic wrapping because the apple is so adorable. Oh, you had something from Suntory too?
I don't think it's Suntory, but it's Royal Milk Tea that I actually bought when I was in Seattle with April at the Uwajimaya. I can't find the Kocha Kaden. I've never heard
I see.
Of
one of those tea brands from Japan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they didn't have the afternoon tea, which is like the thing to do. So I was kind of sad, but I'm going to just try this and see if I like it.
It's essentially milk tea too,
yes.
Right? Nice. I remember each time I go to Japan, the first thing I do is to like go, when you land at the airport, you go to the closest convenience store, and then you grab yourself a little local drink, you know, from the fridge, the cold drink shelf, and usually
yes.
Milk tea. Or for me, I usually look for the juice, like either they're sparkling or like they're ciders and stuff. So
it's all about the milk tea. This is okay. It's not afternoon tea. It's fine.
We had so much fun this past weekend. Kelly came up to Seattle. We had some indoor cafe journaling with our pals here, like a bunch of us up in Seattle. It's like, it's been 6 months since we all had a proper meetup.
Well, I don't think I've had a proper meetup with y'all for like since COVID. I mean, I've like met up with like you and maybe a couple other people.
I know sometimes like, we did like a few of the outdoor Starbucks thing, but like,
and I wasn't the first here.
Time.
Or there, I should say.
Too far, but this is the first time everyone's vaccinated, you know, fully vaccinated, and then we felt comfortable sitting inside and in the house, and then everyone just spread out, and I was like, oh,
it was so great. I loved every minute. And actually I saw, so our friend Carmen was not there, but she was at Oblation today.
Nice.
she was on a trip out on the coast, so
you dropped by.
Yeah, it was cool to see her, and I'm so happy, you know, to be seeing all of your faces.
We had the quintessential like cafe journaling experience where it's not just stationery, not just journaling, but we have food and like drinks.
Oh, and April was like on it with the planning thing. Like she was like, all right, Kelly, we're gonna drive like a half hour to go to this like happy lemon bubble tea with the Korean corn dogs, which is like the batter for the corn dog was like made with rice flour, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was super
chewy.
I mean, kind of mochi-ish, but not totally. And then what was the mochi nuts was like those mochi donuts that look like Mr. Donut with the circle.
Yeah, the rings, the daisy rings look like donuts.
Yeah. It was incredible. I had a great time.
And it's the weather was great too. Like the rain only just came in yesterday and today.
See, I've been enjoying the rain all day in April. Like I feel like customers hate me when I'm like, "You guys, it's raining." And they're like, "Are you for real?" Like, "I live here. Let me enjoy this."
I yearn for the Pacific Northwest summers, and it's definitely upon us, and I can't wait for like some more outdoor journaling or outdoor sketching opportunities. Like I'm going to my first ever, I think, official urban sketching meetup since the pandemic.
Oh, nice. This Sunday,
at Gasworks Park. So fingers crossed that the weather's going to be nice. We can all sit outside and do some watercolor.
Nice. Or you can just get one of those like umbrella hats that like extends out.
No.
And like a write in the rain paper that probably sucks for watercolor.
No. It's not going to work out that way. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that. So you want to start off with some interesting news that's not really our news.
I do want to start out with interesting news.
Generally.
it's a big deal that I'm sure everyone knows by now, but I think I found out about this yesterday, that Sailor North America is coming out with the Shikiori Ame Oto line, which, as you all know, because we talked about it, it's the Sounds of Rain, isn't that right?
We talked about it earlier this year, I believe, and we were saying, yes. Oh, when is it coming to the States? It's like a summer release, and then Japan obviously had it way ahead of the curve, and I remember wanting it, and then like that want just like dissolved since I got all those fancy better pens.
Yeah, and I think it's because you got the other pens, and it is pricier for a Progear Slim, but it's because it's a 21 karat nib, which I think is pretty cool. But also,
what's the retail price here? I'm curious. You checked around the websites yet? Like, I know Yoseika's carrying them.
Yes, and Goulet's got them, and we're gonna get them too at Oblation. So the MSRP is $390, but the discount that most online retailers do that we will also do, and Goulet does, I'm sure Yoseika probably will too, they have it at $312.
Okay.
Which is not terrible. I mean, you know, it kind of is because it's a pen, but you know, for our hobby, it's not terrible.
Collector's perspective, it's not that expensive.
Exactly. So I'm sitting here like talking to my manager about like, oh my gosh, are we going to get these? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to not buy one because we're going to the pen show together in San Francisco this August. And I want to like save my moolah so I can get something fancy at the pen show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be good and hold off. But if you don't want to be good, you should come to Oblation and get them.
So here's the question. Which one do you think is going to sell first?
For sure the one you wanted, which is isn't that the Spring Rain?
The Spring Rain, which
it's
is
so
the,
good.
The mint green with the purple finial combo. Oh,
yeah, it just looks really cool. I personally, if I got one, I'm pretty sure I would get that. I think it's the summer, if I'm not mistaken, Summer Rain, the purple pen with the kind of light pinkish finials.
They're going to look so good in display cases. Like,
oh my God.
Now you look at fountain pen display case. The last time I went down to Oblation, you know, this is kind of like solid colors. Everyone kind of, like, there's some degree of rainbow, but that's like with the Lamys and, you know, Sailor Mini has the ones where it's like the Moroccan theme ones. So they're all kind of muted. But these four are going to glow like gems.
Oh, they're going to be so good.
Wherever you guys place them.
So the only, I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to anyway. For retailers, you actually have to order the same amount of every color. So you can't say, I think the spring one's going to sell really well. So I want four of that and like two of the summer one. But if you want four, you have to get four of everything, which kind of sucks for smaller retailers because we're like, oh, we can only order so much at a time. And like, I guess we'll see what happens.
It'd be funny if it like immediately cleaned out, like the first 2 days you guys debuted it or whatever.
Like, oops, there it goes. Yeah, so I did just want to throw that out there because that's super cool, and I'm really glad that all of us pen people, pen shops are going to be carrying them because yay, Japanese stuff in America.
Just like your new section in Oblation, all the Shachihata, Midori products.
Into it.
I assume it's Midori. But anyway, all these Japanese stuff.
Yes. I've been posting all about it on my Instagram, and I'm like, hey.
Well, why don't you kick off with your other news thing to share?
Sure. So I'm not 100% positive if I've talked before about the Kaweco art sport. Do you recall me talking about it?
Okay. No.
Yoseika just put this up, and I'm wondering how they got this, because so the Kaweco art sport, the reason why they're different from like the AL sport is because they are crafted from Italian acrylic resin. So it's like a very fancy body. The pen feels a little bit heavier. I felt one because we actually like had bought one from a customer before and then resold it. Jason ended up buying it. But I'm like, this pen is so cool. And I remember a customer was recently asking us if we could carry it, and my manager looked into it and like couldn't find it for sale at all. But maybe they've changed because Yoseika has some.
I just saw the one in metallic turquoise.
Yes, yes. And they only, as far as I know, Yoseika is only carrying this one color, which is called Pelmet Orange.
No, they have the rose gold, the coral gold, and the real blue too.
Wait, what?
It's all up there.
No. Okay, but
One? Sorry, I apologize. The rose gold is the L sport, but coral red, metallic turquoise, pelmet orange, and real blue are all on Yoseika's website now.
What? Okay, apparently I am going crazy. Okay, yeah. So I'm amazed that they have these, and I'm intrigued. I want to touch all of them. They are a little obviously more pricey than like a Kaweco All Sport because of the fancy body. I remember when we had that one, a customer had said it almost felt kind of warm to hold, like compared to a metal or something, just because it feels like it has something in there. I don't it almost looks like a man-made like crystal, you know, or those like moonstone, I think.
I can start to imagine that feeling now. It's like a little bit of a gem jewel rock thing.
Yes.
Because it's all like formed from one single rock or whatever.
And yeah, I just think it's cool. And I feel like I say that every time. I just thought this was cool. I wanted to talk about it. Like, duh, you're on the
question. Is the QC gonna be good on this?
Like, this is a good question, and we don't know. This is, which is something that we did just discuss in an After Dark episode that April and I recorded this weekend. That's not coming out on Patreon until July, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so just stay tuned.
That's so fun. I'm still on the fence on Kaweco pens.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just because. And I have a lot of other fun pens to play with for now. So yes. Unless they come out with a really attractive, like, say, melon soda cream color combo.
What color?
You know, I'm not going to, like, splurge or even try out one of their cheaper models, but... It's just not that enticing to me, the pen body and like all that, but that's my personal preference. I'm sure this is super cool to some other people who likes the Kaweco
series.
So my new item, oh my goodness, today Christine from London Gifties had a shop update. Probably actually across these few days she reopened back up. She's been doing these kind of like small hiatus to produce and to design and then to like pack order and organize and then like start opening her shop again. And this time she debuted a bunch of new washi tapes in collaboration with Helen from Journal with Purpose. Mm. I don't know if you follow Helen. She's amazing. And she does so many journaling and like watercolor and like art and stuff. And so this series of like washi tapes are all kind of like her iconic kind of like watercolor washes, and then with like beautiful gold foil on top of it, like little like splashes of gold or like gold leaves. And I'm particularly attracted to this washi tape that's called Daisy Daydream. So it's kind of like a blue background with like a white acrylic seemingly painted daisy, as well as the floral splashes. I think that one has like big splotches of like orange and blue blossoms with gold foils kind of dancing on top of it. It's really the iconic like London Gifties washi look, but you know, with Helen's kind of watercolor touch to it. And I think a clear stamp set too of flowers.
Yes. Those are really pretty. I'm a fan of that one called Feathered Birds that has like watercolor looking feathers, and then it has gold foil like bird silhouettes. My goodness.
Wow. I just zoomed in and saw that. That's so cool. Wow.
I think that one takes the cake for me.
So pretty. Yeah.
Why is takes the cake? Why is that a saying? Why do we say that?
On this podcast, we explore English as well. No, that one's really pretty. Now I want that one too.
Just get the whole set and then I can swatch it from you.
So it's 7 new washi tapes and 1 clear stamp sheet. Oh, so much good stuff. Definitely check London Gifties out with her new restock. And I think she had a lot of other artist stuff into like Lowy Design, you know, all the Hank's new stuff, Lin Jianing and all that. So, oh, Meatball too. Wow.
Oh, she always has that Meatball stuff.
Oh, Ever Ein, the panda and the bear cafe thing.
I can't handle that whole thing. It's too adorable.
So many of the new ones from them too. That's amazing. Well, what do you want to talk about this week that you own?
Oh, well, so speaking of our meetup, our friend Sarah, who has she had an episode yet?
Sarah, I need to talk to you about your watercolor palettes, your notebook collection, and her obsession with finding the best sketchbook for her art. So Sarah, if you're listening, I'm gonna hit you up.
Yes, she seriously, her, I feel like she's gotten so good at watercolor painting and drawing. And you know, I was flipping through one of her sketchbooks on Saturday and it was just really inspiring and awesome, just saying. So anyway, she was talking a little bit of trash about the Cosmo Airlight paper, which is fine, you know, that's valid, that's a valid thing. So basically she like brought a B6 Cosmo Airlight notebook with her, and I was like, so what are you gonna do with this? And she's like, well, do you want it? And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to turn down a notebook. So I have it in my B6 hand-stitched leather tee, which actually fits it perfectly. And I don't know, I already did like this little spread with a sticker kit that April actually gave me.
Kind of bullet journaling style with the vertical columns. I guess
you're
the layout.
Right. It is bullet journal-ish. And I was inspired by April because she, in her Hobonichi Cousin Week section, you always like kind of fill in after the fact what you did throughout the day. And I was like, I want to try doing that with, you know, my own thing. I don't know. Nice. So, but this paper, it's kind of weird. I feel like
it retains your finger oil.
It's like a lot. I didn't even realize it until I started writing with it. I'm like, what is
that? That's the qualm a lot of people have with this. And that's the reason I don't believe it's going to like usurp the Tomoe River paper. It's like a good alternative, but a lot more people dislike it than a lot more people like all like Toma River paper. There's a lot of people who like actively does not like this paper. Toasty Tree, our friend Ariel, did a Twitch stream over the weekend, and she demoed like putting down a giant splash with her photo nib of ink on the Cosmo Airlight, and she had like a section where her finger hasn't touched it, and the other section where her fingers had handled it a while ago. And it looks like those forensic movie where you see your fingerprints show up on the ink, because she used this super dark blue ink, and then like your fingerprint starts like surfacing on that part where she handled it. So I'm like,
so all right, this is the kind of thing that the FBI needs to get their hands on, right? Like fingerprint analysis. So it's because usually I feel like that only happens on Tomoe River if you literally like put lotion on and then write right afterwards.
I don't even see that happening on my experience. Like I feel
I mean it's just kind of insane. And then I was talking with CY about it this morning because I also wrote, I don't know if this is even, I don't know if what I'm showing you here, but notice how this like it gets lighter. And it's like I have to go and open the pen and twist the converter to get the ink to flow out more. And CY was like, yeah, it steals the ink from your pen. And like the paper.
It draws the lifeblood from your characters. This is like a movie thing.
I'm like, what? This paper is weird, but I'm having a fun time like playing with it. Like Sarah's big qualm was that the paper, just feeling it, made her kind of like nails on chalkboard feeling.
She was demoing it for us. There's that squeaky sound as she moves her finger across the surface. And yeah. I've heard another person describe it as if your pen is dragging through mud, like especially the thicker GSM ones. Like if there's a little bit more tug to your pen. It's not friction. I don't feel like it's friction. It's just like, ooh, there's like, it's kind of like slow.
The slow burn.
A slow burn. A little bit of a tug, I guess, from the paper. Just, I don't know. There's gravity going on with the paper in there.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is this ain't it, but that's okay. It can be its own thing.
I know. Otherwise, Yamanoto wouldn't like, you know, promote it so hard. And last year they even won like best paper award or something, right? Or 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah. I mean, ink looks incredible on this. It really like draws out the shading really well. I mean, here's my little test page with a few different inks.
Mm-hmm.
The shading is very on point.
Can really see the chroma shading that happens.
Oh, the chroma. I keep forgetting that buzzword, chroma shading. But yeah, I'm gonna have fun messing around with it, and I'll let you guys know what I think.
I know I'm still enjoying the Cosmo Airline you gave me for my
birthday. That's right.
A51. I've been using it as like a daily writer where, you know, I do a little page of reflection in the morning, and you know, I just have fun rotating different inks in and out.
Yeah. Like
I have to do that trick that Those Awards does. She has the Traveler's Company pencil board. So I have the habit of needing to hold down my pages when I write. So I will put that between my fingers and the page and use it to hold down my paper while I write with it on the other end, because there's less oil on my, I guess, the palm side rather than my fingers. Because I'm a face toucher. I get all, like in the morning, all my facial oil, they go straight up to the paper. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a good tip, though.
But yeah, kind of having a thing between your fingers and your paper, and, you know, I still like the paper as a fun book to write in because the colors just show so nicely. So,
yeah, nice.
An alternative. Remember how we were at Kinokuniya and we were like touching all the Tomoe River paper notebooks and then trying to figure out if it's the new one or the old one, like by looking for that N in the code.
But then, yeah, I don't know. Is that how it is, the N?
Yeah.
If there's any N at all?
No, I don't know where exactly it would be. that was looking at it. I was like, maybe this is the end. The new one.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. My own product I want to talk about are these new pens I got in the mail, and they're so much fun. So it's the Uniball Signal Broad metallic shade. So everyone commonly knows about the gold, silver, and white color. Mm-hmm. Not the white with me right now, but super broad tip, and it just flows so smoothly. It's like a rollerball type.
Isn't it a 1.0?
Yeah, probably like a 1.0, and it's just so, I guess because it puts out so much ink, it's a very...
I have one too from long ago.
Writing experience, like you can just feel the opaqueness and how smooth it is. Like it's like a river of ink because you like, you know, leave a trail. And a lot of people use the gold, silver, and white to make art, like especially for bullet journal. And for me, I used it at Urban Sketching, white highlights. But I didn't know they came up with all these cool other metallic color shades. So I've been having fun with like this pink, this blue, this kind of green. And they kind of perform just like the gold and silver and the white, except, you know, they're more colorful and it's just so shiny. I shared a few pages on my own Instagram account on Penguins Creative, and then I was like deliberately having the sun kind of shine on it on the side so you would see like, that metallic sheen.
I would, it's like, so good. They're very satisfying to write with.
So I've been using them to write big quotes in my Hobonichi because I've been like kind of slacking in my Hobonichi lately. It's just since I started working, days just like meld into each other. And
they really do.
To fill the page, I've started to just like do big quotes and like, you know, big statements. And I used to use the 0.38, you know, the Uniball Signal DX, and then it take me a while to fill every single line, and now I use these broad tip pens, and you know, they take three lines, three rows,
yeah,
per line, so it's very easy to fill up my Hobonichi this way, and my pages are just extra colorful with them. Nice. Oh, I forgot the full name. It's probably, oh, I see, it's the Uniball Signal Broad, but they are also called the Impact, probably because of how broad it is. It makes an impact.
Yeah. So good.
So good. So what are you thinking about?
Oh my gosh. So I'm upset because, well, okay, it's not just April's fault or just Phyllis's fault. Actually, a customer came in who it turns out is the husband of a friend of my mom's that my mom worked with at Delta. It's this whole thing. But he is super sweet, and he came in and we were kind of nerding out, and he was like, oh, I don't know if you remember me. We met at this pen thing a couple years ago. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love your wife. She's amazing. And like, because when I went to Amsterdam with my mom, she was with us too, and she was kind of hanging out with us the whole time. It was this super cute situation. And like when we went to PW Ackerman in Amsterdam, she was buying inks for her husband, which is this guy.
Oh, so he's the stationery enthusiast.
Yes, it was super cute. So he and I were just talking about all the things. And he like pulls out from his jacket pocket a Bible size. It's actually an older Filofax, but I was like, yo, this looks like the plotter. I was like, is this Bible size? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I love this size. It's, well, because in America, I feel like I don't understand why it's called Bible size, because Bibles are all sorts of sizes.
And I think it's a Japanese naming thing, or like a, well, Filofax from the UK. So probably like not the American system.
Is this like a British Bible size? Like, help us out. What does this mean, people?
I don't understand either. I would compare it to like, an A6 but taller. Like it's kind of like the width of an A6 size and a little bit taller.
Like an A6 narrow tall.
Yeah, I would compare the Bible size to a personal wide here in the US.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he was just like flipping through, and I even before I saw the marking on the bottom of the page, I was like, is that Life paper? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm such a nerd that I knew that. I could just tell.
It's the best.
So he was saying like, yeah, I got some of this stuff when I was in Japan with my wife before. And like, oh, it just got me thinking. And when I was in Seattle, Phyllis is showing off all her cool ring systems. I'm like, dang it.
We're going to have a conversation soon, Phyllis and I, because I really want her to dive into her ring system on the podcast.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Episodes.
And so she's been on a ring binge. You know how she goes in and out of systems? And it's funny because you were telling us 1 year ago in your five-year techo, you came back from Seattle 1 year ago in your five-year journal, also saying that I've been unable to buy a ring. Like,
yep, it happened. It was so funny. I was like, wait, this happened a year ago today.
The same thing happened all over again.
But I never did go out and buy a ring planner. So I always get enabled by Phyllis because she just gets so creative with it. She like throws in all these fun little papers and makes you go, oh, I could use that for herp derp a derp. And like,
you have to send me a snapshot of that 5 year journal.
So yes,
we can share on Instagram and see how serendipitous it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I was chuckling the whole time.
I'm really wanting to, like, maybe I can buy a Bible size planner or ring planner, like a cheaper one from Amazon or whatever, and maybe get some plotter inserts because you can get them on Amazon Japan right now. It's just something I want to try.
Another system. I can't wait to get my hands on some plotter as well myself. Yes. A plotter Bible size and a plotter narrow size from Japan. I'm even still getting it from Japan right now.
The narrow is pretty slim, right? It's like really narrow.
I'm going to experiment and see what I can do with it. So I'm going to give it a shot, and because it looks so pretty on Patrick Ng's profile.
Oh, it's always him. He always does
it. It's so good. So yeah, I know everyone's kind of been on a ring binge lately. I don't know what's in the air, but you know, it's definitely the
Mercury's in retrograde.
Mercury retrograde. Are we blaming everything, including impulse purchases, on Mercury retrograde right
you
now?
You have to when it's Mercury retrograde. That's like the moral of the story.
Well, then I'm gonna come out and just admit that the next thing I'm gonna talk about is something I won, but I already bought. So
oh, dang!
Good thing from Japan dropped the new Kotorimachi series, and we've talked about Kotorimachi, so Little Bird Shopping Street.
So cute.
The series by Mindwave, where it's like shop fronts, right? There's the cafe, there's the flower shop, the sweet shop, and like the shoe shop, I think, like clothing shop. I forgot which one that was. And then they came out with like washi tape, sticky memo notes, a letter
set. They had the whole set.
File folders, sticker flakes, all that. And now they're like, all right, round two. You know how Japan always have the like the second one, the third one. And like, so here we are, four more new shop fronts to add to the collection. There's a bar, like a really cute, kind of like hippie, like modern bistro bar. There's a movie theater and one that's like kind of like a boutique. So I don't know, maybe like also clothing, kind of like girly. Boutique style shop front.
Looks like perfume too.
And then restaurant, which is that Japanese kind of retro Western restaurant. Yes. It's that color with like the green and the yellow, where you can get like curry rice or like hamburger, like the burgers and all that stuff.
Or omu rice.
Or omu rice. Yes, yes, yes. So and they good. Look so good. Kelly, I cannot help myself.
I don't blame you. This is just too cute. Remember? Wait, did you get a notebook too?
They came out with notebooks too, A5 size notebooks. I don't know about the paper, but the cover is cute. And I remember the last time we talked about it, I was like saying to you, I can't buy every single one of them. I have to like choose. So from each line, like each product category, I'm going to choose one thing of one design. So I don't own them all. But guess what, Kelly? Like throughout the past 3 months, I've already went and like collected the rest of them.
That does not surprise me.
I made another order on Cute Things from Japan, another order on Little Happy Things, like another order on like, I don't know, wherever like that had these. And
I noticed that Little Happy Things got this in stock as well because I was looking at their website too.
Yeah, yeah. So I think a lot of places that carries them had all of them, you know, just dropped in.
It's upsetting. It's...
It's not upsetting, but it's just definitely alarming to my wallet, especially after the damage it's received in May and stuff. But
your wallet's like, what? Like,
I know there's a meme. A lot of meme could be applied to this right now. So it's so cute, and it's like in its specific like section if you shop on Cute Things from Japan. But since you're on there, check out the new Kita clear.
No. Oh, I saw the new... Okay, what is that about? I cannot even with the new Kita.
I know, right?
Like, okay,
that
wait.
That may or may not have happened too while I was on
You did? Oh my gosh, April.
It's like die-cut shaved Kita, especially...
Right. Oh, and the one that is called... It's called Oriental. Mm-hmm. I'm not being racist. That's what it's called. I feel like for some reason Japanese products are sometimes named things like this. But it's got like fortune cookies and like a Chinese dragon and like pandas. I'm like, oh.
I'm so like, Japan, cute. Aren't you part of the East, like Asia thing?
Right. I know. I'm kind of confused about that naming, but it's fine.
Yeah, we don't question naming. Sometimes it's hard. Like when it translates, it just doesn't go over well.
Yeah. And like, yeah, the die, or not, I guess it is die cut, these ones that are like kind of, what is this one called? Lace?
The lace one, the one
is so cute.
That has like a little like pond with swans kind of swimming on top of it. Oh, that one's the best one.
Oh, yeah, that one's really cute. And the melt, the one that looks like things are kind of melt, like dripping down.
Yep, got that.
So did you get all of these? Can I like?
I got melt and view.
Oh my gosh.
Because those two, I think, are the most unique shape-wise, I guess.
That's true.
So decorative ephemera to my journal coming soon.
So basically, and then... Yeah, I don't want to go on about everything.
We know it's a rabbit hole.
Just if you go on this website, expect to have a really easy time like reaching the $100 US limit. I mean, obviously not all of you that listen live in the US, but that's
here.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, to wrap up interesting topics, what are you giving us this week?
Okay, so it's kind of a short and to the point situation. So Nanami Paper, that I know I've talked about them at least 3 times, they carry the Seven Seas notebooks, super amazing, Tomoe River products. So they put up a little notice that I think I actually learned about Well-Appointed Desk posted about it. But it says, the studio note is almost here. We expect it to arrive in early June. It is made of a new paper we found, which is very similar to Tomoe River paper. We are calling it Zen paper. So it's 52 GSM, roughly the same color as a white Tomoe River. And if you'd like to try a sample sheet, you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to them. So then basically they'll just give you the paper for free, but you just have to send them an envelope. So I'm definitely gonna do that because I want to know what it's like.
Yeah. And guess who else also put out a notice? Wonderland 222.
Oh.
In their description, you know, the about section. A5-2020 Tomoe River Paper Wonderland and Wonder Notes. So like they really just branded themselves as a Tomoe River Paper planner, right?
Yeah.
And obviously they're not looking too good with the prospect of Tomoe River Paper going away. So they also put out a statement and like talked about how some of the old stuff, the 2020 ones are definitely old Tomoe River Paper. 2021 notebooks are new Tomoe River Paper, but they're also looking into new paper now because for 2022. So,
well, this says they're on sale already.
Oh yeah, they started listing them, I think.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
But interesting.
You gotta make them and stuff. So
yeah.
So yeah, there's that.
It's crunch time, people.
Everyone's just like, what's all what are you gonna say? And you guys, we are us curious and we will be the first to tell you. Well, maybe not the first of others.
I was gonna say CY will tell you first.
We will for sure talk about it. Something like an our take and stuff. Can't guarantee if we're the first, but I'm definitely April's keeping an eye out on that.
Oh yeah. So. People keep asking me about it. I'm like, I don't know anything.
I seriously don't know anything too.
Other than like happening.
I did went and dig into like the investor profile and like the presentation deck they have for their stockholders stuff.
Ooh.
And look at their performance and stuff. And it's very interesting because their overseas sales had greatly like overshadowed everywhere else overseas. Specifically North America. So my hope is that they're going to prioritize English versions of the cousin, ideally.
Oh my god, can you imagine? I literally just got chills.
Like even more than China, can you believe that? Like overseas, over the last year they sold more overseas than to North America and Canada than anywhere else. So I'm just like, that's
hey, it's right there. It's been cray.
Anyway, lastly, my kind of like fun product. This is not new anymore. It was new like in March and I kind of missed the train on talking about it as new, but you know, now I know more about it. It's the Kokuyo Perpanep.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's unfortunate that they use the word perp as the spelling. P-E-R-P-A-N-E-P. And so they actually took paper and the word pen and kind of reorganize it to right. Say perpanep. Perpanep is the Japanese kind of pronunciation of it. Perpanep. Uh-huh. Perp. Anyway, it's that super interesting 3-series paper that Kokuyo came out with called Tsuru Tsuru, Sara Sara, and Zara Zara. And so they actually designed each of them for different writing experience. So it's different paper texture. And the logo is like, Zuzuru is like a flat line. Sara Sara is kind of like a wavy squiggle. And Zara Zara is like a kind of like a jigsaw, kind of like up and down shape to kind of demonstrate the texture. Tsuru Tsuru is super smooth, super like treated, I guess, in the surface. So it's great for like microns or uniball. Fine liner, the kind of drawing pens, it's really it glides and it's great for illustrating. Sara Sara is more for gel pen, ballpoint pen. I went and looked up for some reviews on what people think about it, and they're like, this is just normal paper. It's like the most boring of the bunch, but it performs as you would expect, like a good paper for gel ballpoint pens. Interesting one, Zara Zara is the one that they said is good for fountain pens. There's a little bit of a texture on the paper, which supposedly will draw out and demonstrate the color properties of fountain pen ink instead of them all just kind of sitting on top of paper. And our friend CY, you know, was saying he really liked the Zara Zara, and he was showing me some swatches of the Manyo color, haha, I think.
Yeah.
On it, and then like you can really see the color gradient, no bleed through, no nothing. But he did say he still preferred Tomoe River paper. I mean, So I think
it's hard to surpass God.
He did a review on it, in-depth review on it, on Tokyo Inklings when it first came out. So definitely give that a listen. And so what I like is that it's three different types of paper, and they came up with like five different kind of like, I guess, grid design. So 3mm grid, 4mm grid, 5mm grid, 4mm dot grid, and 6mm ruled. And they came out, they actually did some interesting cross collaboration with pens. And so they had some branded pens, like one that is Coquille, their own fine writer, which is the equivalent to like a Sakura Micron or like a Uniball fine line. They have a platinum preppy in full white with the Perpanip design logo on it, and a Sarasa clip. Pure white, but I think it writes in black. So
I do really like that all white preppy.
I know, it looks really cool. So that's a fountain pen, right? For the Zara Zara. And the Sarasa clip is for the Sara Sara, and then the Kokuyo Fine Writers for the Tsuru Tsuru. These are just so fun to say.
I was gonna say, I love the onomatopoeia of Japanese. It just makes me happy.
So there's a video on Kokuyo _ ST, their Japanese stationery site, Instagram feed. And there's this like kind of video demonstrating all the paper, and just hear nothing but paper ASMR of the pen writing.
Yes. On paper.
And it really sounded like tsuru tsuru and zara zara and zara zara. It's crazy. It's so good. I can watch this all day or listen to this while I work or something like that.
Yeah.
I just don't like the name. Perpanip.
Perpanip.
I know, like.
Oh, it's fine.
It's calm, you know. It's a thing. Japanese to English translation. Sometimes innovative doesn't mean, I guess, appropriate. But it's okay. They like it, and I think it's cool. I want to get my hands on the Zara Zara, the one for fountain pen, because I do like a rougher paper texture, kind of like the MD paper. And so
yeah,
if I were to choose one to try, or if Yoseika or someone else have them soon, please, yeah. And then I will buy one to try. So yeah, that pretty much wraps up this week's Happy Hour episode. And as you guys all know, you can support us by following us on Instagram, where we will leave the links and kind of like show the products that we talked about. You can also, you know, support us by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts if you like these talks. And you can finally, in the last way, support us on Patreon, because Kelly and I had created a Patreon for the Stationery Cafe podcast. And this episode will be in video form if you are a Venti subscriber. So
and this is our second month, which is exciting.
That's true. We're so new.
Yeah, it's, I feel like we're still figuring everything out, but I think we're doing pretty well.
I hope you enjoy this episode, and Kelly, I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.